Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. A Sunday special. We love a Sunday special, right?
We love a Sunday special. This one is one of our new favorite segments. It's a deal reveal combined with our new segment, which is Fuckboy or Nah. Or is it Nah? Is it Nah?
Nah. Maybe on Long Island it's Nah.
Coffee.
Schmear. Nah. Yeah. This is fuckboy. I'm up for fuckboy or nah, but I'll do nah if you want.
You're probably right. It's probably.
Love these because this is really, people love this debate. People love this, you know, it's a great talking point. And if you're listening right now, it is time to share this episode. This is something that you have everyone in your friend group listen to, and then you get on the group chat and you guys discuss whether you think it was fuckboy or nah. So that's the game here. Listen, it's user generated content and it's for you guys to really debate with each other. So send this to the group chat, have everyone listening. It's like a book club, but a fuckboy club. How great is that?
I love that.
That really felt good.
I feel like there's many a brunch table that would enjoy this pseudo book club.
And this is a very good fuckboy or nah before we get to it. I'm just letting you know. It's got a lot of subtle intricacies. So send it to the group chat. Say this is required listening. And we're all going to get together for drinks this weekend to discuss in the pregame. Isn't that a great idea for an event with your friends?
I love it. And then email us and let us know if the group agrees with our ruling.
Email us or take an Instagram story. Tag Jordana and I in the UA podcast of you guys all at the same, you know, screaming 1, 2, 3, nah, or 1, 2, 3, fuck boy.
Jared,
yeah, like, let us know.
For our next live show, I think in addition to red flag or deal breaker paddles, we do fuckboy on one side, nah on the other side, right? So we can poll the audience.
Cannot wait.
Great segment. I love it.
Love it. So, and also send in your fuckboy or nah to uup@betches.com, uup@betches.com, because we need more. We can't just do this without the actual fuckboy or nah.
Exactly. So we need you, the listeners, to submit your potential fuckboys.
A lot of homework for you guys, but otherwise, let's get to the email.
Let's do it. All right. I'll read it, I guess. Why not?
Save my voice. I this once, Jordana, if you don't mind.
Of course. For you, anything.
Thank you.
Hello. Last October, I met this guy on Bumble, and we immediately hit it off. On our first date, he said he wasn't looking for a serious relationship because he had gotten out of a 3-year relationship a few months prior. Totally understandable. I wasn't sure what I was looking for either, but he was smart, kind, funny, and enjoyed spending time with him. So we continued to go on dates and hang out. In that time frame, he said things to me that included the following. I am obsessed with you. You were a treasure. This was the best sex I've ever had. He made weekend getaway plans for us and emotionally opened up to me about his family issues when something tragic happened. However, he also was inconsistent with communication. Over the 3 months of this time, he may go a few days without reaching out to me, although he would always respond if I reached out to him. The point is, his communication style wasn't of, we are exclusively dating and I am pursuing you every day, which was confusing and frustrating to me and made me inconsistent with him. This all came to a head in December when he had invited himself to meet my friends at a dinner day of. I was surprised he wanted to and then canceled at the last minute. I didn't respond to him for about 4 days because I thought, I am over this. We ended up having a very positive DTR that was him saying he needed to figure out his career, figure out what he wanted, be financially secure before he pursued something more, but that I was still very special to him and he felt we could be something really serious. I got this and we ended things on good terms. Here's where I fucked up. I got drunk and booty called him on New Year's. Then started another 3 months back and forth from both of us hanging out as friends, booty calling, having the same DTR, him saying he wanted to pursue something in the future, but not now, me being hurt and saying we needed to stop. Finally, in April, he was wise enough to say no to sex with me and said he would hang with me, he would hang out with me, specifically go on walks with me and talk about life, but will not go further than that. LOL. He wanted to keep his friendship, this friendship slash catch up thing semi-regular. We tried this twice and then I finally asked that we stop communication altogether. Even being friends with him caused me to wonder if he is dating other people, probably, and prevented me from moving on from the situation. Now it's been a few months and not a peep. I had never experienced this, but did I just get played? What do you guys think? I don't think it was fair of him to say the things he did to me, but I do think I should have never interacted with him after that initial breakup. Fuckboy or nah? All right.
Now these texts are from when?
I'm assuming these texts are from their latest breakup.
Okay. Because from the email, what do you think before we get to the text?
Like, do I think he's fuckboy?
Yeah.
I think he's like a partial fuckboy. This one's tough because actually I think he's not a fuckboy because he doesn't say at any point that he's looking for a relationship. In fact, he tells her right off the bat that he's not. But do I think that he's a good guy for continuing to sleep with someone that he knows wants more? No. What do you think?
Interesting. It's interesting when I like go through this because I'm with you. This is a very difficult one. But there were a few things that she wrote. I think saying on date one, I'm not looking for a relationship is fine. But it gets that kind of fades away the longer you go with someone. Like,
well, it's kind of like how long does that statement that like, you know,
hold water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like when she writes, he said that. So date one, he says, I'm not looking for a relationship. And she says, I'm cool with that. So you are cool with that. And then she says, he said the following, I'm obsessed with you. You're a treasure. That was the best sex I've ever had. Those three things do not mean to me that none of those right. three things mean I want a relationship with you.
Right. None of those things are like, I can, you know, I want to introduce you to everyone I know and I want to spend the holidays with you or like none of those things are indicative to me of relationshipy. They're nice things you say to someone that you're having a good time with.
Totally. So she says those to kind of like prove why this is.
All of those, by the way, can be true while not wanting to date someone.
Totally. So I'm still on the side of not a fuckboy. And then it inconsistent with communication. Yeah, he's telling you who he is. Over the 3 months of time, he would go a few days without reaching out. And then the point is the communication wasn't style. So she knew it right here. 3 months. Mm-hmm. Communication style, not exclusively dating. So she's still living in the zone of the thing he said on night one. And then she right. says in December, it comes to a head when he invited himself to meet my friends and then canceled last minute. So she was disappointed that he cancels because he's doing something that she got excited, felt like a relationship move. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100%
organic cotton, and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you, no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Inviting someone to meet your friends is a if you have no intention of dating the person. Inviting yourself to meet someone else's friends if you have no intention of dating the person, to me, is a fuckboy move.
Well,
depends how we did it.
It's not a fuckboy move because she says I didn't respond to him. To me, it's not a fuckboy move because I didn't respond to him for 4 days because I thought I'm over this. And we ended up having, then they have a define the relationship talk.
Where they said we're not in a relationship.
With him saying I need to figure out my career, figure out what he wanted. So like inviting yourself to see the friends when you think this is a casual thing and everyone's on the same page that you're not going to be in a relationship with her. And then you cancel because you're like, well, we're not together, so it's not a big deal. Then she lets you know it's a big deal by having the define the relationship talk.
But then he says, I think we could be something really serious.
See, that's where he's a fuckboy.
Right. That line specifically.
That line in the define the relationship. She basically, listen, he cancels on the friends. He's allowed to live in blissful naivete that, oh, we're just hooking up and I don't mind meeting your friends. Then she has to define the relationship talk with him, and he drops that I was still very special to him and felt we could be something really serious. Now I'm like, okay, dude, you're holding on to someone that wants more than you.
Right, you're giving her what she needs to hold on to this situationship.
Yeah,
for longer when you know that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, and then she says, here's where I fucked up. Well, I wouldn't put the blame so hard on her because she's like, he did say, you know, this could be something really right. Serious. And so she gets drunk and Booty calls him on New Year's, and that starts another 3 months of her basically trying to convince him into or thinking that things have changed. But it's based on that define the relationship talk. Like I think that's when you go back into another 3 months of it, he knows you're ahead of him.
Right. And he's the dealer. And she's the addict.
And she's the addict. So you're giving an addict more drugs.
Right.
And when they
don't work well for them.
Yeah. So that first defined the relationship talk. From then on out, I have him in a fuckboy zone. But I'm not saying she deserves no responsibility in this, but she is dealing with a fuckboy at that point. Let's go to the text because.
But then he thinks he's unfuckboying himself by saying, I'm not sleeping with you anymore, but we can take a walk.
But we can go, because that's what she wants. Yeah. And so they go on walks, and then she has to stop the walks because even being friends, now it's been a few months and not a peep, because it never mattered to him as much as it mattered to you.
Right. So he could be your friend and go on walks with you and not sleep with you but you like him a lot.
Yeah. So. And him by Nate, and she says, am I being played? I don't know. I don't know what even that means, but.
Clearly, it's kind of like this. I mean, I've been in a similar situation. It's not that he hates you. It's just that he's not going to date you, but he is leaving it in. Like, does he want to be friends with her? Like, what is his benefit to these walks?
I don't know. I think it's to replay the 3 month cycle. I think you could keep someone close enough to be on your terms
sleeping with her at that point.
But at that point he still has access to her. Like he still has access to like
he could if he wanted to.
Kind of. Yeah. He basically keeps her at arm's length and while he dates, and maybe he finds no one and he says, oh, it was her all along. Or she gives in to his level of relationship, which is just fucking and no commitment. Right. I think these texts come from after he bailed on the friends. This is the DTR DTR conversation she was talking about.
Well, let's read it and then maybe we can figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like really angry with you and we're not dating. And therefore I think I need to bow out yet again. Well, she's saying yet again.
Yeah.
I think this is the most recent breakup. It's also so time stamped with today.
So this is post walk or something.
She said it ended again with. He wanted to keep the friendship catch up thing semi-regular. We tried this twice. And then I finally asked that we stop communication altogether. Okay. So I think this is like this is the conversation where she asks that.
Okay. So then he writes. So let's you go.
All right. Let me restart
from
again.
The beginning. Yeah.
So I'm like really angry with you and we're not dating. And therefore I think I need to bow out yet again.
Dislike. I'm sorry. What a garbage response.
I know.
Dislike. I'm sorry for hanging around. I know I'm not easy to deal with.
Like, bullshit response. That's an annoying response.
Like, yeah, if you know you're not easy to deal with, then stop being not easy to deal with.
Right.
Like, you're not even explaining why you're not easy. You're not easy to deal with because you're...
It's like saying, that's just me. I'm always late. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, if you were sorry, you wouldn't be late.
Yeah, and if you were sorry for hanging around, you wouldn't hang around someone you know likes you more than you like them.
Right. I have no idea how you feel about me, and I continuously put myself in this shitty position, so it's both of us. The inconsistency makes me insecure, and it's not fair to me. The expectations aren't fair to you. Anyway, yeah, I'm mad, and I think that's fair and probably necessary. Have a good day.
I know I'm a broken record on this, but I'm not trying to make things difficult or unfair to you. I've been trying to stay in control as far as not letting us do anything since I know it isn't right. I'm sorry that you're mad at me. I know this isn't what you want to hear, but if I didn't think there was ever going to be anything between us, I wouldn't keep seeing you or talking to you.
That's a fuckboy text.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Because it's bad. Like when she wrote it earlier.
He keeps saying, there's a chance.
Yeah. And when she wrote it earlier, it was from her perspective. So I wasn't sure how much to believe it because, again, not because she's not believable, but there's three sides to every story. So when she said, you know, that he's... that he wanted to figure out his career, but I was still special to him and felt like we could really be something serious. I'm like, okay, that's your explanation. This is his writing.
Right.
This is evidence right here. Right. Yeah.
Don't say, if I didn't think there was ever going to be anything serious between us, I wouldn't keep seeing us or talking to you. That's saying, if you hold on for long enough, I might change my mind.
Keep going on walks with me and maybe we'll walk into a relationship, but not yet.
Yeah. And not definitely, but maybe.
Yeah.
I'm happy like, I got everything.
Hold on. It's also so shitty and so narcissistic to be like, I know this isn't what you want to hear, but if I didn't think that, like, it's a one-way street. He's not even giving her a...
Well, she's laid her cards out on the table and she's like, this is what I want. So I understand why he's saying that, because he's like, I get it where you're like, oh, like, you think everyone wants to date you. But she's basically said, like, I want a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. More or less. I'm happy I got everything I'm upset about out on the table. I do feel better and I'm sorry for blowing up your phone. You haven't misled me with what you're wanting right now, but I think I just want these affirmations and to communicate with you like we are together when we are not, and it's messing with me. I'm sorry I can't be your friend.
I get it, and I know just being friends isn't a sustainable or good long-term solution. So if you know it, then why'd you do it?
Because it feels good and he's selfish.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
He didn't have to say what he said.
Right. If he wanted to be honest... If you wanted to be honest and real, I think he could have said, I really like hanging out with you and I like sleeping with you. And I don't really think we're ever going to date, but this feels good for me right now. And I get that that's selfish and unfair.
Yeah, then that's honest. Yeah.
Yeah. That's real. Not like one day it could happen.
The one day it could happen.
Maybe he believes that. Do you think he believes that?
I think he isn't sure. I think he's saying what he means to say. If I was to go out on a limb and make assumptions, mm-hmm. what he means to say is, I enjoy your company. I don't know. I enjoy your company. I haven't gotten that feeling of love that I'm whisked away for us to be together. But I'm not sure if this is that feeling and I just don't know it yet. So I'm going to keep looking while you're kind of in my back pocket.
Right.
You know, like I do.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't know what it feels like to fall in love. So he's like, maybe this is love. But let me keep checking to make sure while I'm young and able.
Is there a kind of guy that feels this way, that will feel this way with any, or will he find some, like, and I've dated this person, so I, you know, have experience on her end. Mm-hmm. Is this a kind of guy, or is it like that he will eventually find someone that he feels like, this is totally it for me?
I mean, if I was to be completely honest, like, you know, I have that thoughts about myself sometimes where you're like, have I felt it already? And I didn't know that that was it, or wasn't smart enough.
Does it get better? Is it kind of like,
yeah, like I would hope I haven't done this to, you know, like I've been a version of this, you know, like admittedly you have, you know, if I'm going to be
right,
honest, where you're like in a version of this, not in the way of like, let's go for walks and maybe one day you'll get me. I think it's more of like letting someone go that you're like, okay, did I, because you're like, there's got to be something else here. And you, like, it almost feels like,
well, have you ever found that, I guess, is my question.
I guess I haven't, you know, like, right?
Right. Or does it exist? Are you the kind of person who can get to that feeling?
Well, that's what you start to wonder about yourself as you get older. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're wondering if you're like your taste receptors are off. You know, like, do I even have good taste buds? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like maybe what I think, because I can't tell how you feel with Mike.
Right.
You know, but I assume I know what that feels like. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's a number of things.
It's like, am I
colorblind? It depends on the kind of person that you are.
Yeah.
Are you a person that like falls hard and deep and like, cause like that feeling that you're talking about is kind of like an irrational obsession feeling. Are you the kind of person who can feel that way?
Yeah. You begin to wonder, you don't know. I don't know. It, like, and then you have to go, okay, so now do I have to concentrate on other things that are important to me? What are the things that
you do know.
That right. I do know. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, colorblind kind of like makes the most sense. Like if everyone says the sky is blue, then I just, you know, we're all seeing blue. But I don't know what shade of blue you see versus what shade of blue I see.
I mean,
you know?
I wonder that too. That's not something that never passes through my mind. It's like you can never know what happiness to one person means or what like being in love to one person means. Is that like a universal feeling or does that feel different to every person? Which is why, you know, when you encounter a situation like this that I've been in on the other side of it, where you're like, I can't imagine sleeping with someone regularly and enjoying their time enough to go on walks and be their friend and not wanting to date them, because to me that feels like I wouldn't do that if I didn't love someone.
Sure.
Or feel like, and then that's how you convince yourself that you are in love with this person, and then probably withholding makes it even more intense.
Yeah, I it's interesting that we're like dissecting this fuckboy who we've just both dubbed a fuckboy.
Right. And now rationalizing him.
Now trying to rationalize him because we're like, I do think deep down everyone's is trying to be a good person and is looking for, like, he's looking for a relationship. Then what is this person a band-aid for? Like, you're like, how could you go on walks with someone and sleep with someone that you don't want to get to know more? And he's like, obviously he doesn't, this guy.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a hard thing to imagine if you've never had. And I think some people think that way about like, oh, like my dream job or something, where it's like, do you just know that you're supposed to be like at this job doing this? Like, some people probably like never feel that way no matter what they're doing. Where there's always something. You could be like the most famous actor and kind of feel like it looks great and you're kind of like, it feels good, but like, could it feel better?
Maybe. Yeah. I talked about this with stand-up last week on another podcast where I was like, you know, a friend, I was thinking of like, when I was first started doing stand-up, like a friend of mine was like, you know, as gave me advice. They were like, when you kill on stage, if it doesn't feel like the best thing you've ever felt, then stop doing it because it's not worth it. All the work isn't worth it.
Right.
And I was saying that, like, trying to relate that. I was like, I have to assume that every job has that. Every job has the thing they don't have to pay you to do. But maybe right. there's not, you know, but then there's some people that would be like, no, everything in my job sucks. I go, I get a paycheck. I go home. I do right. other things.
Or so, I like it enough.
Yeah, enough.
You know, I think that's almost what we're talking about with this.
Totally.
Like this guy could probably date this girl and be like happy enough.
I think so too. And she sees that, but he's like, he's not even concentrating on that. Like to him, like I would assume when he talks about work and getting his career straight, like you kind of have to believe him and not think that you sticking around will change that for him.
Right. I think what's tough about that situation is being like, oh, like he thinks someone else will give him a better feeling than I do.
Yeah, that's tough. And that feels personal. But he doesn't even, I don't even think he's thinking that way. I think, I mean, it sounds very gross, but I think what he's thinking is you fulfill me for the allotted time that I need personal fulfillment. And then the other stuff will fulfill me for lifetime. And then I'll get that personal fulfillment otherwise later down the road when I'm
and then
ready.
I'll find someone else who will do it for me.
Who will do it for me. And it's actually so unpersonal that the next person should be insulted, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it. It's like, it's kind of a devastating thing to have to deal with someone that you like, who like, it's showing you signs or actions that like, they should like you. I mean, that's how you convince someone to date you that doesn't want to date you and then breaks up with you 3 weeks later, as I did. But yeah, I get it. And I think this is an interesting one. And I do think he's a fuckboy because he's saying that it's a very selfish thing to say. He's I think the crux of a fuckboy personality is selfishness.
Yeah, and this is very selfish. And we gave a definition. I can't even remember what we decided on, but this all feels like it is, and it is interesting. He's like living in the small print of the contract he wrote on date one, and now they're like a year past that, and he's still sitting there like, I'm not ready.
As you can see from section one, right,
sentence one, and it's like, no, dude, you have been presented with many new contracts that you refuse to sign, and you've been ignoring.
Right.
And
I can see, I mean, I can see where he's like, I said what I needed to say. Like I crossed the, like, you know what I mean? Like
I could see it, but he'd still be a fuckboy to me.
Okay. So we're dubbing him fuckboy. Stamp it.
Yeah. Stamp it. There it is. Decision made. Listen, people, send in your fuckboy or not at UUP@betches.com. We did it again. We solved dating.
Another one, you know, off the list.
We're going to get that t-shirt shortened up to
but only you can prevent dating someone for a long enough time to mess with you. I don't know. We'll figure it
maybe
out.
Maybe fuck boy with a little exclamation point and where the, or a little star for the fuck, for the you or nah. And it's like written like Yo MTV Raps. Remember that? Remember Yo MTV Raps?
Vaguely. I don't know if
it's
that
very
was,
90s looking. I have a vision. We'll talk about it.
All right.
Later,
send it over. Yeah.
You guys, listen, keep spreading the word. Keep sharing the podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.